France takes a different approach to all of this. It promotes secularism. As part of that, it's banned women from wearing the face covering niqab in public places. It's mostly symbolic. Not many Muslim women wear the niqab in France. But now three French cities have banned the burkini, a full body swimsuit. This week, the Prime Minister of France came out in support of those local bans, saying burkinis aren't compatible with French values. Ina Shevchenko is leader of the activist group Femin, now based in Paris. The group is known for protesting topless to call attention to feminist causes, and they don't like Islamic attire for women like the burkini.
We're criticizing all religious dress codes imposed on women, whether it's Islamic, Jewish, or early in history it was Christian. We cannot consider hijab, burqa, or once again burkini, which is making headlines today all over the world, we cannot consider them as just a clothes, because those clothes are used as a political flex of a conservative political idea. Behind those clothes, there is a sexism, there is a patriarchal idea.
Couldn't you say the same thing about, you know, women wearing really sexy clothes or bikinis or clothing that really has been promoted by men in the West to have women look sexy to men? Couldn't you say the same thing?
Of course. There is a fashion industry which is fed by sexism and men's will to observe women and their bodies.
Let's get to the burkini, you know, the full body swimsuit. And it's making news this summer, in beaches in France and your country. Regardless of whether it's banned or not banned in various places, what do you think about the fact that such a thing exists?
When women are told in the Holy Scripture of all three monotheistic religions, they are told to hide their bodies from public. The religions attempt to say that the value of woman is in her modesty. And therefore, all these modesty dress codes promoted by religious institutions once again mark women in society as those that are inferior towards men.
Of course, in the case of the burkini, it was adapted and designed by non-religious companies, fashion companies.
The interest of the business, obviously, is to sell. And of course, considering the big number of Muslim people in the world, Muslim women in the world, obviously, those companies are making business.
Now, let's get to the big thorny question, which is whether it's right to ban burkinis from the beach. What do you think of that decision, given your strong feelings about the burkini and other religious-inspired clothing?
With all the feminist hatred, I would say, towards those clothes, I still oppose the French ban. This tactic just simply reminds me the same tactic that Islamic theocratic regimes are using, sending, you know, their morality police that are patrolling the streets and making sure women are following the dress code that they are demanded to follow. I would say that this is a French version of morality police that are again patrolling the streets in Iran and Saudi Arabia. And once again, this is a huge failure of French government and French authorities.
Ina Shevchenko is the leader of the feminist activist group Femin. The group is based in Paris. Thanks, Ina.
Thank you.
For a different perspective, we reached out to Marguerite Hill. She's Muslim and co-founder of the U.S.-based Muslim Anti-Racism Collaborative. I asked her if she considers Islamic attire, like the burkini, to be a political statement or any kind of symbol of fundamentalist religious ideas.
I definitely find that really problematic because it just assumes a lot that we're doing this for political, for some type of state or super state, when it really is about my relationship with my creator.
That's interesting because I think Shevchenko's point is that the whole idea of modesty is one that's been imposed by likely Muslim men or Muslim religious leaders, that somehow Muslim women have to be modest and shelter themselves. So that's the political piece I think she's trying to express in terms of sort of limiting women. What's your take on that?
I disagree strongly. When I started practicing Islam, it really liberated me from just simply focusing on my physical self and how men and women perceived me, because women, we judge each other.
So you don't see any of the clothing requirements as any kind of exercise of social control over women's bodies?
No, I don't. I mean, I think that, you know, some of the narratives have, you know, they're operating from a secular humanist framework, like it's imposing a framework on, you know, cultural practices that tend to be very Eurocentric. And I find that within itself, as a Black person who's been, whose entire people have been dominated by, you know, by white supremacy, I find that real deeply troubling. And that's the standard that I'm judged by, or like, are these standards. So and it's also another form of kind of social control and judging, you know, judging the relative freedom of Muslim women by how we're perceived by our dress.
So I assume you wear a burkini.
I do.
And yeah. do you get second glances when you're on the beach in your burkini?
I actually just ordered a new one after having my daughter. So typically when I have like my stylish burkini, I've gotten compliments. And also in Southern California, people wear wetsuits. So it's not that much of a, you know, like it's not just that far-fetched. So yeah, like there hasn't been any outcry or people telling me that I'm oppressed and I need to get out the water because I'm so oppressed.
When you were a kid, did you wear a typical American swimsuit?
Yeah, I wasn't raised Muslim, so I became Muslim at 18 years old. So I'm Muslim by choice, so there's no one oppressing me in my practice. It's all, you know, no compulsion. And so, yeah, and growing up, or even when I didn't practice, you know, going to the beach with, you know, being, I guess, being a curvy woman, it would kind of actually cause me a lot of unwanted attention and made me very self-conscious, very body conscious, as people would talk about my figure.
Will your daughter wear a burkini too?
It's her choice.
Marguerite Hill is the co-founder of the U.S.-based Muslim Anti-Racism Collaborative. Thanks for speaking with us, Marguerite.
Thank you for having me.